The Sown Cannot Be Silenced by Alden Law, read by the author. The Somme, October 1916. He was just 18, Jean, a recruit eager for adventure but lonely as hell. His regiment had arrived at Albert, commune principale of the Somme département, the headquarters of the Allied forces. It was their final stop on a blazing August morning before their posting to the trenches of the front line.
"Souvenir de France, monsieur! Monsieur! Monsieur!"
Endless queries followed him down the broken street, lined with bombed-out buildings. "No, merci, no, s'il vous plaît, no, no." The desperate women, refugees from the front lines where their villages had turned into no man's land, hawked primitive embroidery on cardboard rectangles, the tricolor jostling with the Union Jack. He arrived at the end of the street. A solitary woman in rags crawled from the ditch, eyes streaming. Clutching her own small offering, she waved at him,
"Monsieur, for your girlfriend."
She was very young, perhaps his age, hard to tell. She proffered the postcard, pretty blue flowers surrounding a cursive text.
"Monsieur, keep me in your heart, do you see?"
The York, Islington, London, Friday, 14th November, 1980. The pub was crowded, noisy, but Catherine didn't mind the racket, the shrieks of laughter as her fellow students got more and more pissed. The loud noise obliterated any attempt she might have had to make to join the conversation. She looked up, away from the middle distance she'd been focusing on. A slender young man with a shy demeanor strolled into the room. In the midst of the other brash students, Catherine thought he looked out of place. She certainly felt out of place herself, but her classmates had insisted. The joint study program out of her own university in Rennes had dropped her into a new milieu here at City University. A different social atmosphere, certainly, though the journalism course was, how do they say it? Right up her street. Writing, not much talking required. She lifted her tumbler of cider to her lips, pretending to take a sip from the glass, though it was nearly empty. The young man settled awkwardly at the next table with his pint of bitter. The drinks were priced well at the York, so she supposed that was why it was so popular. He took a tentative swallow, the white froth accumulating on his upper lip before he wiped it away with his sleeve. Catherine looked around, but nobody else seemed to have noticed him.
"Much as they don't notice me," she thought.
Her investigative training swung into gear. What might his subject be? Why was he all on his own? He caught her looking sideways at him, and she averted her gaze. She hated to be seen staring, hated anything that might make her noticeable. She wanted to shrink under the little round table where her cider was perched. A flamboyant personage sashayed into the pub, drawing all eyes toward her. Big hair, mascara-outlined eyes, pouting red lips, all packaged up in a shimmering green dress and jacket ensemble. It was as if she'd walked straight out of the Dallas set.
"Ah, there you are, Jamie, you rascal. Good thing they told me to try here. I'd never have found you. Jerome wants you, lad, now."
The shy boy rose to his feet, knocking the table and upending his pint. The splash reached Catherine, drops peppering her white chemise.
"Oh, I'm so sorry, miss."
He was so embarrassed, fussing over her. She tried to smooth things over.
Really, it's nothing, really.
Now everyone was looking at her, waiting for the next word to emerge from her mouth. The woman in green struck a pose and sneered at her.
"Cat got your tongue, missy?"
Jamie, quick as a flash, intervened.
"Leave her alone, Sandra. I used to stammer once. I know what it's like."